Okay, I'm listening to Pride 48 Live, Big Fatty, right now, and I am pissed off. I kind of zoned out, sorry to say, until I suddenly heard something about pants down in the front seat. And if my Super Samoan is there with you now, I am going to swim my way to America and box your ears, mister. Okay, bye, this is Scotty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I am pissed off.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1738 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 23rd of September 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, it's the final recap of Vegas. Hello, granny-less Big Fanny Thank Hydrogen. Hi, everyone. I hope your two, I say Tuesday, is going well. Y'all, you're granny-less today, Big Fanny, because granny ain't here today, y'all, so there'll be no cackling. There'll be no cackling today because old diaper, old granny panties herself is down at the one-arm bandits. What is she doing? She's losing the rest of her money. Yes, Big Fatty, she doesn't have much left. It's true, y'all. And we'll catch up on what else has been going on here in lost wages. I can't remember where I stopped. Big Fatty, don't. It's all right. Just why don't you just start talking about today? Well, no, I know I didn't. I didn't talk about other Big Fatty. I tried, folks. Anyway, let's see. Before I get into the lost wages talk, we need to do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 23rd of September, y'all, by the way, just in case you're wondering, it's only 93 days until Grandma be ready, please, y'all, today, the 23rd of September, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's a big supporter of the BFO, and you hear his name mentioned in the same breath with that Stevie B, who sings our Bulgarian national anthem every year. Y'all, it is Denny. Sometimes he's called Warren, but, you know, it doesn't matter what. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, the turnip head is calling. Big Fatty, let's take the call. Even though you're recording your little show, I'm sure everyone would. Oh, hi, you're on the air right now.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you were recording. I'm sorry. There's been a change. Adam has decided to change the reservations. So we're meeting at Tenders at 6:30.
Okay, so we won't see you.
We'll catch up with you after.
Okay. Toodaloo.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Cheers, Big Fatty. Y'all, that was the turnip head, and we're all going to go have a cocktail, except Turnip Head and Urban Guy T.O. Big Fatty, there'll be more for us. Well, perhaps, but anyway, y'all, today, the 23rd, is Warren or Denny's celebration of exiting the birth canal, and I'm sure he is going to have just a special. Big Fatty, I just hope that maybe Stevie B makes him a Bulgarian kid. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now, y'all, I don't really remember where I left off, but I'm pretty sure that I talked about the Brofkus on Friday and the Pink Ampit, because I think I asked Granny if he was impressed with the number of people that dressed up for the Pink Ampit, and he was indeed. Y'all, and I had already apologized that there wasn't a Friday show. Y'all, one moment, please. Y'all, it's hot. And I'm just trying to rehydrate before we go have cocktails. Of course, the Turnip Head and Urban Guy Tio will not be joining us. Poor recorder. But y'all, then on Saturday, y'all got up. We had the very first breakfast with a big recorder. And y'all, we always meet in the what do you call that? The lobby. And y'all, the people that are there at 8 a.m. in the morning, y'all, because we leave promptly. Big Fatty does not dilly-dally. Big Fatty, you do other things with your dilly-dally. Big Fatty, that was vulgar. Y'all, we went over to the MGM. We crossed Lost Wages Boulevard and went to the MGM buffet. And y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, they all have those made-to-order eggs and omelets. And y'all, but they had some delicious bacon. Y'all had really good combed beef hash. And, you know, then they sliced, they had a smoked sausage. And they had, what was that other thing? Oh, the baked ham that they were, the chef was carving. And you know, they were cooking the pancakes and waffles right there in front of you and everything. Yeah, it was just lovely. And we had a real good group. I would say we probably had, about six. We probably had close to 18 or 20 people at that one. But we had a real good time. Y'all, because we had so many shows this year, normally the Brofkas with Berg Harder starts at 8:30 a.m. in the morning. But y'all, the first shows were at 9 a.m. in the morning this year. And so, y'all, we pushed the Brofkas back to 8 o'clock, and we were a little late to the first shows. But y'all, everybody got there before they were over. So and most everybody is going to post their little show. To their feed, so you'll get to hear. In fact, y'all, I'll just go ahead and tell you right now that Big Fatty, what are you doing? You're moving around. You need to speak into the microhoise, okay? Tamari, Hump Day, Big Fatty will be what do you call it? Posting show number one of the BFO's entry into the Pride 48, and then Thursday will be part two and Friday, y'all. I got to tell you right here, Friday. Y'all, it is a worse train wreck than it normally is. Big Fatty, I didn't know that was possible. I didn't know it was possible either, but I'll just let y'all be the judge for it. Big Fatty, that's the way we like to do, to just judge them. What were we talking about? Saturday, y'all, there were shows all day long, y'all, in the middle of the afternoon. We had a group photo, and we all, well, not everybody, not everybody made it to the group photo. You know, we'd like to do it on Saturday before, so that folks that come in late can still participate in it, and folks that leave early, like on Sunday, are still there. Y'all, there's only one person I know that missed the group photo, and y'all, is the naughty nanny. And y'all, she showed up right after we were done, and she walked in and says, "Hello, could we do it again? I'm running a little late." And the answer was no. No. So, y'all, I think they're probably just going to superimpose her head in there somewhere. Big Fatty, I thought that's what they did with your head. Well, maybe, I don't know. But y'all, it was just a lovely. And, you know, every year we take the Big Fatty head photo where everybody does the Big Fatty mouth in the group. So they're all sitting there looking. They're Big Fatty. They're all sitting there looking like they need to be on some sort of medication or something. Well, that too. But anyway, then on Saturday afternoon and evening, the shows just continued and continued and continued. And y'all, Saturday evening, there was what happened Saturday evening? Big Fatty, we don't remember. Y'all, did I tell you about the underpants party on Friday? Y'all, I think I did. I don't know if I did or not. I made a quick appearance, and I turned the Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O. that I loved them dearly, but I just could not stay awake any longer. Y'all, I was just exhausted on Friday night. But anyway, Saturday night, there was a big group of the folks went to the what do they call the I don't know what it's called, the high roller, that's what it's called. Yes, Big Betty, and y'all, that's the big Ferris wheel, and they rode that at night, and y'all, they left like at 11 p.m. in the evening, and they didn't get back to the hotel until like 2 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty, however, just kind of disappeared. There may have been some gentlemen callers, and I do say that plurally, Big Fatty, Big Fatty didn't get back to the hotel until like 4 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, needless to say, breakfast with Big Fatty on Sunday. Big Fatty was dragging. His ass was dragging. Big Fatty. And then speaking of gentlemen callers, y'all, several times this weekend I've gotten a testimonium from my old most regular gentleman caller back there in Charleston, saying, "Big Fatty, I wish you were in town this weekend. I sure wish we were getting together this weekend." And no, I am not there. And so, y'all, it's kind of nice to be missed, Big Fatty. And then Sunday morning, we got up. We were going to go to the Mandalay Bay buffet, and we were going to take the little tram over there, and y'all, we left at 8 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, the tram didn't start running until 9 a.m. in the morning, so y'all, we decided we'd just walk, and y'all, then that Gavin and Tracy and that Blanca J and Gerard, y'all, they decided they weren't sure they would have enough time to walk over, have breakfast, and walk back before their little show, and so y'all, they decided, you know, the Excalibur buffet has been closed for renovations. Big Fatty, did Granny have an accident? It's something like that. But it's closed for renovations. And y'all, but they've opened the steakhouse at Camelot. Open in the morning, and they do a buffet in there. And so, y'all, we all decided, instead of walking all the way over to the Mandalay Bay and not being able to have breakfast with those three guys, that we'd all just eat there at the Camelot Steakhouse breakfast buffet. And y'all, it was lovely. They put us in it was kind of like King Arthur's court. We had our own little private room. I think there was about a dozen of us. And y'all, it was just lovely. We all got to visit quite a bit, and it was a really nice experience. And then the little show started, and they went all day long. Now, y'all, I will admit that Big Fatty doesn't get to hear all the little shows. In fact, I don't get to hear most of the little shows. But anyway, I like to make an appearance at each one of them, and then I will go out and I will check on like the hospitality suite and check on and come back to the room, make sure you know, Granny hasn't gone to glory or anything like that, and because y'all, quite frankly, the smell, you don't know if it's death or if he's just, you know, he's just not eating right. But anyway, we came back, and I said, "I've just got to. I don't like to do this, but I cannot make it through the day if I don't just lay down and take a little nip a nap." And y'all, I laid down for about an hour. I did set an alarm because I didn't want to oversleep and miss out, because y'all, I needed some sleep. But y'all, it was lovely. And y'all, the other thing that was lovely was, y'all, ever since I was out here, there's been a gentleman caller from Australia, from down there on, from down under. Big Fatty, does he know Straight Bob? I don't know if he does or not, but y'all, he was lovely. He was a lovely dish, and he was trying to meet up with Big Fatty all week. Y'all, it finally happened. On Sunday, and needless to say, y'all, on Monday he was getting on the aeroplano, which, as we all know, is Mexican for Ariel Plano and going to the Hawaii for a little extended vacation, and he just sent Big Fatty a testimony and said, "Big Fatty, I just wanted to say again how much fun I had, and I enjoyed the humpity bumpity with you. And anyway, next time I'm in the U.S. of A., I'll let you know." I said, "Yes." So anyway, y'all, he was, you know, he's had that accent, and he's nice and tan and just you know, a nice body and everything, and y'all, clearly he must be damn crazy if he wanted to have sex with Big Fatty. That, no, he'd be crazy if he wanted to have sex with Granny. Well, that's true. But anyway, then on you know, we finished out the whole weekend with the closing show, and y'all, the closing show is always a little bittersweet, but there were a lot of people to thank, and I'm sure we missed some, but it doesn't mean that we don't thank them for what they did. And I hope you didn't do what you did so that you'd get thanked. I hope you did it because you wanted to. But anyway, after that, a group went over to the Zarkana Cirque du Soleil show, and then we had asked everybody who had not been a technician to, you know, in setting up the studio and everything, we asked them to go up to the hospitality suite because, y'all, we had liquor up there, and we need to get rid of it. And so, y'all, needless to say, there were some strong drinks being poured on a Sunday night, and y'all, it really was one of the nicest things that we were all just sitting around chitter-chatting and having a cocktail and reminiscing about the weekend and everything. And what happened to them? Then on Monday, we a group of us got up and finally made it over to the Mandalay Bay for the buffet. And y'all, it was a good time. And said some goodbyes to some other folks who left on Monday. And then Gavin and I had talked about wanting to go to the new Hershey Kiss store, which is at the New York, so nice, I named it twice, resort right next to the Excalibur. So we went over there, and Granny and Blind Guy Jay went. And y'all, then we decided we weren't going to take a little walk. And y'all, it was more than a little walk. I think we about walked more than half the strip, which, y'all, is a long way. But that's what we've done most of Monday and Monday afternoon. Now, here in just a few minutes, we're going to go, y'all, there's a coupon in the little book they give you when you check in. It's $20 of free food and beverage. And y'all, so we're going to go drink some gin and we're going to do it on the house, as they say. So, anyway, y'all, Monday we also closed out the hospitality suite. I want to say Gary Bearden from down there in Albuquerque. Big Freddy, did he recently move? I think he may have. He's carrying a lot of shit back to his house to hold over until next year. And so, Gary, thank you publicly for doing that. And y'all, then, of course, Granny and I Tuesday, when you're hearing this, we're on the Ariel Plano flying back to Charleston. So that there you have it, y'all. That pretty much sums it all up. I'm sure there's other things that I will bring up as the time goes along. Oh, Dick, I see. As the time goes along. But y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, Tuesday. And y'all, remember, Big Fatty will have the first part of his Pride 48 little show on for tomorrow, and then the second part on Thursday, and the third part on Friday. And y'all, we've got a celebration of exiting the birth canal coming up on Thursday, the 25th. Y'all, it is that Michael in Stuttgart. You know, that's Kim Beaver, second cousin twice removed. And Scotty, what do you think about Michael in Stuttgart having a celebration of exiting?
I am pissed off.
Oh, I'm sorry. What can we do to make it up to you?
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.